ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Coin Talk. Today is August 21st, 2018. Yeah, markets look like they're going back up now. It's probably likely due to the ETF speculation that's going on this Thursday. Apparently, we have another one in the works, possibly. We will see. Also thought it was very interesting, Joseph Lubin is on the attack for Ethereum. He is the co-founder of Ethereum, and in a recent interview, he spoke about the conceptual difference between centralization and decentralization, a subject that we talk a lot about on this podcast. He explained how a lot of the work that he has been putting into what he calls Layer 2 task are saying that over 20 different projects are being undertaken right now. Layer 2, according to Lubin, involves building on the Ethereum network's Plasma fork. Plasma is a solution released by Ethereum's co-founder Vitalik Buterin and Bitcoin Lightning Network co-author Joseph Poon, which scales the Ethereum network by eliminating unnecessary data from transactions and optimizing smart contracts. Very interesting, because I think one of the things that we forget that last year was actually the first year that Ethereum actually got to this place where you could build apps on top of it. I mean, you could actually issue new tokens on top of it. You can create all kinds of new financial contracts and all the smart contract technology. It also catalyzed a lot of competing infrastructures to Ethereum. If you remember, we had EOS, Cardano. I mean, if you look at it, a lot of people went after them. Tron is another one. And I think it's probably even more telling is that this year, Coinbase added Ethereum Classic. I think that kind of alludes to the fact that Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, probably owns more Ethereum than Bitcoin. I'm just saying. It sounds very much like it. But who knows? It's all speculation. So don't take that as truth, please. But I think what mostly everybody's forgetting about is that, you know, Ethereum, you know, in the next few years, especially with the imminent launch of layer two scaling solutions like Plasma and Sharding, I think we're going to see a very dominant Ethereum network over the blockchain. And with every smart contract, it's going to increase this whole sector, and it's going to rapidly increase. And the amount of developers looking to build on Ethereum is just going to exponentially rise. As many of y'all already know, I'm super bullish on Ethereum, so please don't take anything I say, you know, for fact. But I think those different points, especially what Joseph Lubin has been talking about here recently, definitely gives me hope for Ethereum long term. I know right now it doesn't seem like it. It's currently 281. But like I said before in the past, I think if Bitcoin gets its ETF next year, it's very likely we're going to be looking at an Ethereum ETF right after that. So just think about that. With that, let's go ahead and get into our Coin Talk segment. That's right. We got a lot to cover today, a lot of green out there. Let's do it.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trades, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering, isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on Coin Talk.
Time for Coin Talk. But before we do that, we got to mention a couple things. First off, I want to thank everybody for the overwhelming support of emails and messages today for yesterday's episode. I really appreciate that you guys really enjoyed it. I really had a lot of fun putting it together, honestly. It was definitely one of my favorite episodes of the year so far. Really enjoyed putting that together. And I learned a lot over the weekend and yesterday as well. I learned even more. I just try to piece it together as much as I can, try to make a really cohesive kind of story around what the Stellar Consensus Protocol is all about and what they're trying to achieve. So I really appreciate all the thanks and congratulations on that episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also want to mention, we have our contest coming up. That's right. We give out free crypto to all the newbies out there, the Thriller newbies. We give out free crypto once a month, and it happens on the first of every month. Our next one is going to be September 1st. We're going to be giving out some interesting coin. I'm not going to say just yet what it's going to be, but if you sign up for a newsletter, it's free, doesn't cost any money. How this works is I send out a newsletter on the 1st. I give you the exact time, and I tell you this is when it's going to be sent out. You check your email. If you're one of the first 3 or 5 people to do exactly what the email says, usually it's nothing crazy. It's not like, you know, go run a marathon, take a picture of yourself or something like that. No, it's none of that. It's not that hard. It's easier than that. Sometimes it's as simple as like tweeting something or just saying hi in Telegram or, you know, messaging something on Facebook. It's very simple. I make it very simple. So don't worry about like, oh, I have to put it. No, it literally is just sometimes just a tweet. So, So what we do is as soon as somebody, completes a task, I usually ask for your wallet address through a direct message, and then I send you the coin that we're giving out, and that's pretty much it. And usually the first 3 people we do it for, I'm not sure if we're going to do 5 this month. We're going to check to see what old Thriller Car's coin stash looks like, but, yeah, it's going to be fun. And it's just a way, I do this every month, just a way to give back to y'all for listening to the podcast, just for hanging out and for being awesome people. You know, that's what I'm all about. So if you haven't signed up yet for a newsletter, go ahead and sign up. The link's in the show notes. It's kind of a no-brainer, really. I should mention, I don't spam or anything. I don't send you like unnecessary emails. So you really only get it the 1st of the month. Like that's its only purpose. You know, there's really no other purpose. Let me see. It's probably the most important email, I would say, on the 1st. Anyways, let me think. So I think that's pretty much all we had to cover. Pretty much it. I think that's it. Yeah, let's go ahead and play our disclaimer. If we don't play our disclaimer, you know what happens. I end up in handcuffs. I enter a police vehicle. They take me down to the SEC. They talk to me and they say, "Hey, Carr, why are you shilling all these crap coins?" And I'm like, "I'm not. I'm literally just shilling Bitcoin. That's it. That's all I ever shill." Just let's play the disclaimer.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk. Today is August 21st, 2018. Approximate time is 7:34 p.m. Central Standard Time. So it looks like Bitcoin is currently on its way back up. And, you know, it really is because of this ETF that is, they're supposed to make an announcement of whether the SEC is supposed to make an announcement of whether this ETF is going to go through or not on Thursday. And this is likely where that's from. A lot of people are talking about it on crypto Twitter and crypto YouTube. So, of course, that means more people are buying BTC. I bought some BTC this morning, it's one of those where I've just been buying it at the bottom. And I think it was at 62 this morning, somewhere around there. Wasn't too bad, but it's already up 2% right now. So we're at 64.70 currently right now for Bitcoin. We got Ethereum at 280. Man, Ethereum looks really good right now. I'm slowly making my way of purchasing some. Probably next week is probably when I'll get on board with that. Just depends on what they say about the news on Thursday. A lot of people are anticipating that the Bitcoin ETF is going to get declined. I'd be very shocked if it got approved. Very shocked. If it did get approved, you're going to see a massive rally, which is kind of funny because it would kind of fall in line with last year's rally around this time. So that would be interesting. We'll see. Then we got XRP currently at 33 cents, up 3% today. We got Bitcoin Cash at 532, up 2% today. We got EOS at $4.88. Man, you know, EOS has been under $5 for a while now. And the more I see it at that price, the more I kind of want to get in and buy some. And, you know, it's funny because, it's kind of one of those that I haven't researched since we did our initial show back in, what was it, February or January, I think it was. where we covered it. So I know basically everything that happened before the whole move over from Ethereum to its own network. So, you know, it's kind of one of those I probably need to do a whole new episode on. But I definitely want to feel like it's kind of waiting. It's kind of waiting in the wings for me. But just last week, they released a whole list of projects that are switching over from Ethereum to them. Some of them I don't recognize, like D-Books, EOS, Bet Casino, Tixico, Insights Network, Wax. The only thing that I think is kind of very interesting, which is probably, you know, this is not researched news right now, I'm about to tell you. This isn't even research, so don't take it as fact. This is just something that I've read, and I'm not even 100% sure if this is really true or not, so don't take this as fact. But it's according to this article here, they said that China is dumping their NEO because they have a new number one project, and that is EOS. China Blockchain Index ranking released by Chinese government has listed EOS as the number one blockchain network in the cryptocurrency sector. It's kind of interesting. Again, that is not real news. Let me preface that. Make sure you guys know. Go out there and do your own research on that. I'm not even sure if that's real. That's just something I read and I thought was like, let me get a better source for this. But yeah, it's probably going to be one of those that we're going to have to dive in. I might have to spend this weekend researching EOS like really in depth so I can get a really good understanding of where they're at currently right now. Yeah, let me know if you guys want that. Shoot a message in the Telegram. Then we got Stellar at 21 cents. It's kind of been fluctuating between 21, 22. It got as high as 23, I think, this past weekend. One of the interesting things is Swarm. So Swarm is a crypto startup. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it easy to invest in stocks and cryptos. And they're creating private shares tokenized by Swarm. I think it's crazy. Frankly, I think it's crazy. But This is what the CEO of Swarm Fund, Philip Piper, has said. He said secondary equities, transactions, and refinancing of legal entities which hold private company equity are not new in the United States. What's new here is the tokenization of their assets and the doors opened by this innovation. One of the key innovations of tokenization is that token owners can participate in the value creation of the network they are a part of. Swarm is bringing this paradigm shift to companies that are key players within this movement, but have yet to permit the network to participate. And like ERC-20 tokens, they're going to be unique, called SRC-20 tokens, and they're going to be created individually for each opportunity of the asset-backed token. Yeah, it's very all over the place, in my opinion. I definitely feel like once they start offering some other companies like Coinbase or Ripple, I feel like somebody's going to come after them and there's going to be a lot of lawyers involved. So me personally, and you guys go out there and please do your own research on this. I think it's good. You know, everybody's using Stellar now. It makes sense. It's great. Right. But yeah, I think that's kind of scary to see what's going to happen with that. Just because of the way the SEC is right now, I don't know if they're going to allow it. But we'll see what happens. Just be careful if you guys throw any money into that. Definitely do some research on that, because that is something that's going to be definitely catch the eye of the SEC. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you, I've seen this before. So just be careful out there. We got Litecoin at $56. We got Cardano at 9 cents. And Cardano seeing a little bit of a spike. I like that. We got Tron at 2 cents. We got Ethereum Classic back at $12. We got OhMyZGo back down at $3. Wow. Remember when OhMyZGo was at $22? We did a show early on, I want to say like February or March. We did a show, and man, we released a show on OhMyZGo's Reddit, and they ripped us apart. Like, we had to do two shows back to back. Go back and listen to last season. We did do two shows back to back on OhMyZGo. And I was very hard on them, but it was because I kind of had to be, just because there was really nothing there. And I think they were valued at $24, $25 at the time. And I remember saying at the time, like, they're not worth that price. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I would never pay that much for a coin. and now they're $3. So this is actually not that bad of a time to get into OMISE Co. You know, but I think that Vitalik has picked them, handpicked them. So I think they're going to be around. So we'll see. We got 0x at 69 cents, down 0.31%. We got Bitcoin at 1,000ths of a cent. Yeah, pretty much everything is really high. We got Nano at $1.80, up 10%. Whoa, Nano. We got BAT at 21 cents. R-Chain's climbing back up. Remember when R-Chain was like $2.50? Oh, those were the days. Now it's at 43 cents. Walton Chain. Remember when Walton Chain was like at $14 and they got hacked? Or no, they didn't get hacked. They were giving out WTCs and then they end up giving it to themselves and everybody found out that they weren't really giving out free coin. It was terrible. Well, they're up 12% today. They're at $2. Yeah, it seems like all these, you know, all these coins that we thought were probably dead, they're making a comeback. Aurora is at 2 cents right now. Whoa, Aurora, what is that? That's a new one. It's up 16%. At 2 cents, up 16%. Interesting. Man, this has been, it came out in June. Came out in June around 5 cents, kind of fluctuated then. Well, then it's crashed back down to 2 cents, to a penny a couple weeks ago. What do they do? How have I never heard of this token? AOA is the token. Let's see, what is this? I'm sorry, we're looking at it on the fly right now. Let's take a look at what their website looks like. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Makes a breakthrough on the blockchain world by applying delegated proof of stake plus Byzantine fault tolerance consensus mechanisms. We create lightning fast contracts to link industries such as gaming, big data, artificial intelligence, and Internet of Things. Aurora offers unique intelligent application isolation. Yeah, we'll see on all that stuff. Yeah, because once they start claiming like millions of transactions per second, that's when I'm like, okay, some of the biggest speakers in the space have said that we're just not quite there yet. You lose me at there. So I'm not sure about that one. That definitely, I hate to say if you're holding that token, but kind of sounds like vaporware. But we'll see. Oh, Decentraland at 6 cents. Man, dang, it went down even more. That might be a good opportunity right there to buy some. I'm finally going to pick up my stack of Decentraland. I think that's what's going to happen today. I'm going to pick up a nice size stack. Because I think we originally picked up Decentraland at 2 cents. 2 or 4 cents, and we saw it climb up to 12 cents, and then we got on board. Well, Decentraland was just at 12 cents, it must have been like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, if you pick some at 6 cents right now, that's an easy, you know, double right away. I might pick up some Decentraland. I might just pick up some Mana. Yeah. Everything else is looking good. It's not that bad. That's all we got for Coin Talk today. Got to cut it kind of short. We got an interview with Turtle Coin coming up. Not on this podcast. It's going to be on tomorrow's podcast. So stay tuned for that. But with that, let's get on to the end of the show. We'll be right back. Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the end of the show. But I do want to leave you with one thing. Ethereum Plasma is going to be a very big thing for Ethereum this year. Now, if they get all the scaling right over the next couple years, I feel like they are game, set, and match for something really, really, really big. Don't sleep on Ethereum, I'm telling you. It's going to be the second biggest mistake you made if you didn't buy Bitcoin and save the world.
This is the end of the show. You've been listening to Thriller Podcast with Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Carr said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own research. Listen to other brands that start their name with crypto. Now Carr. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.